ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, and Northeast Ohio. Sometimes none of that. My name is Eagle. It's really Eric. You can call me Eagle, though. And today I am going to be joined by Kenny Royer, the drummer for the band Goose, the guy that puts together the Blackout Cookout every single year. It's my favorite festival. I have 5 framed Blackout Cookout posters. I'm looking at one right now and from last year with Whores, Midnight, Laser Wolf, Lopan, Axioma, Rebreather, and Goose played it. Kenny's about to go on a mission, man, and he's going to talk all about it with us. I'm not even exaggerating. It might be my favorite conversation I've ever had with anybody. What a wonderful guy. He's been an influence on me over the past 5 years, man, in ways that I will express. You're going to hear me suck this dude's dick for like 5 minutes straight. It's going to be a lot of like, Jesus Christ, like, I can't even hear you because you're just like, you know, but we're going to get through it because I'm not editing anything from this interview. Nothing. There's not going to be any little sound effects, nothing cool like I've been doing. Real quick shout out to everybody that is giving me feedback about that Crypt Kicker episode. Did we just reunite Crypt Kicker? Because that'd be cool. I'll go to that. We'll throw a pizza party with Crypt Kicker. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a pizza party thrower guy. That's my thing. It's what I do. It's my shit. So maybe I'll get a Crypt Kicker pizza party. I have one lined up, set up in my brain right now. We're just waiting on it for this summer. It's going to be a banger, though, when it happens. Sorry I didn't have an episode last week. I'm originally was planning on doing season 5 to be like bi-weekly, which, you know, I don't know. Maybe with laziness or depression or some shit, maybe it'll go that route. But I'm going to have another episode next Monday. We're going to start dropping them on Mondays. And if there isn't one on Monday, then you should probably check in on my mental well-being, if I'm being honest with you. You should probably just hit me up, be like, you good, dude? Like, hit me up on Tuesday, because it might take me all day Monday to get the podcast put together. But we're going to have another dope nostalgia trip next week. This show is ever changing its format, if I do say so myself, but I'm honestly having the best fucking time. And you can tell when I talk to Kenny today. You can tell when you listen to the Crypt Kicker episode if you're interested in old Northeast Ohio metal pioneers, if you will, for the heavy metal scene in the Cleveland. Go listen to that Crypt Kicker episode. I had great conversations with great people about times in our lives. And that's ultimately what this show is. It's about the times in your lives where you meet some fantastic people, you hear some fantastic music, and you just experience... I'm not going to say fantastic again. Let's think of a different adjective. Okay, times, right? We're going to go with that. But this conversation here with Kenny really is... if it was a song, it'd be a banger, dude. We're going to play some Goose here. I'm going to end this show with a band that Kenny got me hip to that I really want to book for a dope-ass pizza party. Because you know my shows are dope. They are. They just are. Called Atomic Witch. We'll get into that after. We'll talk a little bit more about them after this conversation. But right now, here's some Goosed. Kenny, if you're listening, wouldn't that be the shit if Kenny didn't listen to the show that he's on? He's like, nah, not interested. If you're listening, this one's for you, buddy. Hope you have a safe trip and you bring that fucking taser. Let's just get into it. Here's some Goosed, and then we're going to jump right into the conversation. Let's go. We'll be right back.
am here with Kenny Royer. We know him from Keeping It 99 as the drummer of the band Goosed, and we also know him as the guy that coordinates and puts together every year the Blackout Cookout, my favorite festival, Grant's favorite festival. It's just a great time. And he's a guy who's about to go on a crazy-ass journey, something more metal than any of us. If you want to say nature is metal, I think this guy will agree with you. I mean, look at you, dude. You're looking like ready to go. So this is a man, you're going on a journey. Tell me exactly what you are doing. You're going from like Mexico to Canada barefoot. What is the deal?
Yeah, uphill both ways. So I'm hiking the Pacific Crest Trail, which is like 2,650 miles or something. Mm-hmm. It's goes from border to border, from Mexico to Canada, all through California, Oregon, and Washington. I'm hiking it on foot, camping and resupplying along the way. And I'm just going to go, takes like about 5 months. I'm going to go see some cool ass shit, man, and just hang out west for 5 months.
Dude, that's
some of the fucking job. Fuck that shit.
Fucking job. Yeah, you just got up. You quit the job. You said, I'm a man. I'm going on a mission. And I'm doing this. I've worked for the man for far too fucking long.
Right.
and that's what's up, dude. How did just the idea, like, how long has this been like a thing that you've thought about forever? Or was it just like on a whim? Like did you have a fever dream and wake up like, I'm fucking doing this? Like, how did this come to be?
I originally had read this book called AWOL on the Appalachian Trail, which is a really cool book about a dude that does the Appalachian Trail, which is pretty much, it's another long trail on this side of the country that goes from Georgia to Maine. Mm-hmm. And like at first I was like thinking like that would be really fucking cool to go do that, you know? And I don't know, through reading about that, I learned about the Pacific Crest Trail, which sounded a lot cooler to me because like, I think the Appalachian Trail would be cool and shit, but like I've been to North Carolina, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. I've hiked all those places. Like I kind of know what like the atmosphere and the ecosystem is on this side of the country. So mm-hmm. I thought it would be cool to just kind of go immerse myself in a completely foreign landscape. Like I've only been to California a few times. I've never been to Oregon or Washington. So yeah, I don't know. I just kind of wanted to go see a whole new part of the country and just kind of get out there and be there. Because every time, you know, you go on vacation or something, like doing what I do, it's like, oh, I got a week here. Like, what the fuck can you really see in a week, you know?
Right.
So fuck it. I'm going out there. I'm going to do this shit. And yeah, I don't know, man. I just kind of decided I was going to do it. And I lined everything up and I'm doing it.
Okay, so what does it take to line something like this up? Because I'm assuming you're not just like, I got to figure it out in my head and I'm going by myself and I'm going to map this out. I got a budget in this. Like there's got to be other people involved in this. Like how does one go about setting something like that up?
I mean, first, you know, and foremost, I just started like obsessively reading about it, you know, mm-hmm. like, and enough people do it and have done it every year, like that there's tons of information out there, you know? So basically start researching it and then kind of figuring out, okay, if I'm going to do this, you know, figuring out all the steps it's going to take, like, you know, you can only, there's like a 3 month window where you can start, which is March, April, and May, because there's so many fucking variables. Like, you can't be hiking in the desert like in August, you know, or you'll probably fucking die.
Right.
You kind of have to be in the springtime. And then you got to get to the Sierra Nevada mountains and you like after the snow melts, but then you also got to finish before it starts snowing in Washington. So it's like, there's a really small window of time you can do it. So I know I had to line that up with like quitting my job, make sure I had enough money. Make sure I have enough gear. Like I've spent, you know, thousands of dollars just on fucking gear and like plans. Like you trying to get really ultralight stuff because you know you're carrying everything in a backpack. So I really wanted to get like the most like the lightest stuff and the highest quality stuff. So it's been like, it's been over a year in planning of, so it's like, I just didn't really tell anyone about it, you know, like kind of like, I mean, some of my close friends, but I don't, you know, I didn't like, I gave my job like 3 weeks notice or something, but yeah, man, it's a lot, dude. My mom's helped me out quite a bit. Like, you know, she bought me a few things. Everyone's been really supportive of it. So
yeah hell yeah. You gotta love awesome moms. That's the best right. to have. If you got her in your corner, what the fuck else does it matter? But when you told me, I was stoked on it. I was like, if I were to think of anybody that I know on a personal level that would have the balls and just the foresight to do something like that, it would definitely, of course, it'd be Kenny Royer. And so like, yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's really awesome that you're doing it. Now, since we know you, I know you, I've only known you for what, like 5 years. I met you after the podcast became a thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. And so I know you as the metal guy, as the promoter, the drummer. And so when you come back from this, because this journey will eventually it'll end, and it will right. end right around the time that normally you would be doing a festival. Is a festival a thing? Is a Blackout Cookout going to happen this year? Or are you just kind of like, I'm out of that world?
It's just impossible, honestly. Like, I'm not saying I won't ever do it again, but it's just like, it's so much work goes into that shit.
Yeah.
And, like it's hard enough to put it together. Like when you're right on top of it, like to try to do it from another state or something. It's just well, it's
while you're on a awesome mission journey. Like,
I'm gonna have so much to think about all the time out there, you know. Basically, like, you know, where do I need to get food? Do I need to get to this town? Do I, like, it's going to be almost like a fucking job, you know? So, like, yeah. just to try to put any kind of, like, show together, let alone a fucking festival, is right. just, it's out of the realm of possibility, man. So, yeah, there will not be one this year. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not, like, too upset about it.
No, you shouldn't be. You know what? You don't owe anybody anything. And I know.
Like what I'm saying is like, even like ever like since COVID, I've kind of been like, I've kind of like been a little bit distant from like the music scene. Like, I don't know. I guess a lot of it has to do with like Goose hasn't really been playing at all. I quit partying a lot, so I haven't been going out a lot. And it just kind of feels good to take a step back for a minute and
Hell yeah,
do something else cool. You know, like I put so much of my heart and soul into like the fucking music scene around here. And like, it's just, it's nice to like focus that energy on something else and like something completely different. You know?
Oh, absolutely. I totally get it. I will say this though, when you do come back, I will throw you a fucking show and we are going to have a fucking little welcome home banger. And I'll tell you what, I don't even drink, bro. I haven't had a drink since shit. It's been almost 2 years, a year and a half. So we'll, you know, we'll sneak a soda or something that's yeah. bad for us. And we'll have a rager, dude. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do that for you.
I'm down, dude. I'm so down.
You've thrown enough shows for me, and I got to give you your flowers right now. Like you've been such a motivator and an inspiration for me, for the past five or so years. You put on shows that I absolutely have the highest respect for. I love the way that you visualize the flow of a show, and when I'm booking shows now, just for fun. You know, these pizza parties and stuff, I not only love having you there performing, but I also use that kind of mindset of how the night's going to go. You've been at more shows than anybody I've seen over the past 5 years. At like, I'll just see you at the most random things. And I think that it's absolutely awesome to, it kind of got me back into it. And I love the community that you've obviously helped build. And I think it's really cool that you're taking this time to go do something for you. Something so cool. I mean, this is the kind of shit people make movies about, bro. Like, you know, this is no small task. Oh, like he's just going away for 5-6 months. Like what you're doing is fucking incredible. Really? Like most people imagine themselves taking that kind of risk and chance and stuff. And so to be able to see you do it, somebody that I know that you're just, you're an incredible dude. And I'm wishing you the absolute fucking best of luck. I hope it's everything and more so for you. And like I said, when you come back, man, we're going to throw a fucking rager, dude. It's going to, there's going to be pizza and all that shit. You know, we're going to have a good fucking time, dude.
Dude, to your point about what you were saying about seeing me out a lot, just to touch on that for a second, like that's, if you want to be like a good show promoter, I guess, I don't know if I'd call myself good, but put together cool shows, like it's, you really do have to kind of be like out and know what's going on and like seeing all the bands in the area as much as you can, getting to know them and shit. And like, I know that you're doing that and that's fucking cool, man, because like, I don't know, a lot of people, even people in bands and they want to go out, like they only want to like do this and that. And like to be, you really have to immerse yourself in the scene, man, to be able to really know what's going on and know all the bands and that, and you can really put together quality shows when you do that, because you like become a part of it, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the one thing I always got from your Blackout Cookout lineups. And see, like, I remember seeing like a band like Sweaty Mammoth or Wall Creeper with you and us experiencing them together and you being like, I'm going to get them on the Blackout Cookout. Like you making that decision on the spot. And you've like, even as of recently with bands like Atomic Witch or 200 Stab Wounds, who I worked up the courage to email and be like, want to play a pizza party? I mean, they'll probably just ignore it, but whatever. I shot my shot. But these are all bands and stuff that I've learned about because of you. And when you throw me a band, I always listen to it because you've never failed me. And that's like kind of, that's what I hope to do with this podcast too. I hope to never fail the listener with shitty metal. You know what I mean? Like because there's so many good bands and people like you obviously know that, you know, you could probably throw a festival every month. Like, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. That's a lot of money, a lot of stress, a lot of.
Can't imagine.
No, but.
Those bands you're just talking about, man, like, yeah, those are just bands I happened to hear about or see at one point. And you're like, damn, this band's from around here. They're fucking awesome. You know, like that happens all the time when you're fucking, when you go out to see bands, man, you just, you know, it's, if you really do like start to notice, like, damn, there, how many fucking good bands there are from this area, dude, you know, it's crazy.
It's almost comedic when I see bands that aren't good in the area at this point, because you like to make fun of the shitty local bands, but the reason that we notice the shitty local bands is because most of them are pretty fucking good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's a lot of good bands, dude. And I mean, and that's the thing, dude. Like, you know, you talk to like the dudes that you used to go to shows with back in the day that like haven't fucking gone out in forever, and they're those are the people that are always like, yeah, man, like shit just sucks now. It's like, no, you just don't go anywhere, dude. Like
Straight up, that's exactly what that is. I always crack that joke too. It's like people will say the scene died, and it's like, when did it die? Well, about the time I quit playing in the scene, going to shows.
I mean, that's the same as like people that talk shit on new music in general. It's like, no, you just stop listening to music, dude. Like, you just listen to the same old shit. That's why it sucks to you. Like,
right. I mean, oh my God. You ever try to talk to like a lapsed hip hop fan about rap where they're just like, there's nothing any good. It's like, oh my God, you have no idea.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, dude, there's all, like from the inception of music, there's been consistently good shit coming out all the time and it's all never going to stop. So yeah. I mean, that's one thing, dude. Like I never wanted to be one of those fucking old guys that's just like, talking shit on everything, like,
oh yeah,
no, I mean, like I always try to stay like current with shit. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously I love all the old shit. I love, like,
of course
I did, but like there's always good shit happening, so I always try to like give everything a chance and listen to it, man, because let's be honest, dude, young people make the best fucking music.
Straight up, they put the most, it's real to them. You know what I mean? Everything that they're doing is their life. Like, that's their entire purpose. They're
that's fucking fire, dude. You can't, that shit, once that fire goes away, like, that shit cannot be replaced.
Oh, absolutely. When I see kids fucking killing it, absolutely killing it. I see these 20-year-old dudes that, you know, all probably live in the same fucking house together. Right, that exactly. Are like, that it's this or nothing. And they go out there and they the best. Like, it's not. Yeah, there's nothing that's formulaic about it. It's all just absolute. It's so fucking solid. And yeah, I'm the exact same way. I actually remember the very moment in my life when I was 16 and my dad was knocking Green Day. This is like 1997. And I was a big Green Day fan at that time. And he was like, whatever, I just like AC/DC. He's like, that's my shit. He said something along those lines. And I love AC/DC. Of course I love AC/DC. But I was just like, how is that? And he was like, I don't know. I guess I'm just old. And that right then and there, I was like, I never want to be that dude because I know this. I don't give a shit. Dookie was a dope ass album. And so like, I was like, this is good. And if he can't find any good in a song like Longview, then what the fuck, dude? Like, you know, like, so I made that decision. And as I got older, it's weird. I went and saw a hip hop group last year called Brockhampton. And they're a bunch of like 19-year-olds. I think they're like a modern era Wu-Tang Clan. They're insanely talented. And I went and I took my son, who was 15 at the time, and he's into Brockhampton, of course. I was the oldest person there that actually knew the music. And it got so weird that like this dude's standing next to me, he's like our age, right? And he goes, here for the kids. And then this song came on and I just started rapping every lyric.
That's awesome.
And I know that I was the weird old dude, but I'm fine with that because you know what? Yeah, I'm self-aware. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like I stopped being cool the day I left the scene and I stopped being cool. So it don't matter.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Well, dude, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. Seriously, I'm wishing you the best. When you get back, we got to fucking do this again. I would, my wife, Jessica, sends her love and she said, I hope he brings a taser just in case. so she said, if you don't have one, we'll provide you with one. But yeah, man, dude, safe travels. I love you, dude.
Man. Love you too, brother.
Dude, thanks for everything. And we'll keep in touch, I'm sure.
Yeah, man. I'll try. You know, I'm going to be posting on Instagram and Facebook and shit along the way. So check it out, man.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Well, it's Pocket of Psychedelica? Is that right?
Yeah. Pocket of Psychedelia. Just follow me on Instagram if anyone's interested. I'll be posting on there. And, I don't know, man. I guess, I'll definitely be ready for a fucking show when I get back. I can almost guarantee that. So,
you know what? I'll make sure to set one up. I've been learning from the fucking best. So it'll be a good one, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, brother. I love you, man.
All right. Love you too, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Later. And there you have it. That was Kenny Royer. Buddy, fucking doing the thing, man. It's inspiring, right? You not feel motivated? One of those bands we talked about, Atomic Witch. Man, Kenny got me hip to Atomic Witch, and I feel like an idiot because I should have got hip back in like 2019 with these guys, man. They've quickly become one of my absolute fucking favorite local bands. I'm dying to book them a show down here in Akron for a pizza party. Like, I even know the bands. I know the bands that I'd put them with because I pay attention to that kind of shit, you know? But seriously, man, there's all these elements of everything from King Diamond to DSID. Like, it's just a killer band. If you want to go check them out on Facebook, Google Atomic Witch. Go get their album, their first album, Void Curse, on atomicwitch-us.bandcamp.com. Or just go to Bandcamp, look up Atomic Witch. You know how the internet works. I'm not good at explaining or directing people. Go check them out live if you're down in the Columbus area at Ruby Tuesday Live, April 16th. It's coming up here soon. And if you're up in Cleveland, man, Lakewood, The Foundry, May 13th, they're playing with Inoculation. Another band that we love here on the Keeping It 99 show. Absolute gems.
today I'm going to be playing a track from them that's actually a cover song. And you go, oh, well, why don't you just play something off the Void Curse? Or also, they have a song called She Drifts that's on it's just like little mix. What do they call them? Splits? Bands? Like, I'm friends with the Fistula guy. No, not the brand. I'm friends with some musicians, right? They love doing splits. Wall Creeper and Foul Spirits have this split cassette, which is just so dope that cassettes are a thing now. Like, I get it. The collectability, you guys are smart. But they also have an Wall Creeper's on that split. Subtype Zero, who's like now 200 fucking stab wounds. Anyway, Atomic Witch does, they have a cover album. It's three songs, right? And they cover Wasp. Animal Fuck Like a Beast. They do Deicide, When Satan Rules His World. Gotta love some Glenn Benton, some Deicide. And they cover one of my favorite bands of all time, and that's what I'm going to play for you today, Faith No More. Surprise Your Debt. The drums on this and the vocals on this. I think it captures a lot of the range. Atomic Witch is a band that is... They're going to blow motherfuckers out of the water if they aren't already. I'm sure they are. Because like I said, I just got hip. And I'm a guy that's like, I pride myself on knowing the shit. And I always see Atomic Witch. So I know they're out there doing the thing. Because you always see them on the flyers. You see them, the brand recognition is there. But now, I'm not even exaggerating. I went on a little family outing recently, and we all listened to the Death, Sex, and Satan record. I'm talking a teenage boy, talking like an 11-year-old kid and a 5-year-old girl. And that girl was jamming to When Satan Rules His World. She knows her Deicide covers. Yes, she does. But anyway, this is Surprise You're Dead from Atomic Witch, because I just love cover songs. I think more bands should do cover songs. Stop being like, we gotta come original and shit. That sounds like some 311 shit. And we're not 311 here. This is Surprise You're Dead. It's for my boy Kenny. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next Monday. Let's do the fucking thing. If you like what you heard, subscribe on Spotify or other things. I don't know. Once again, I could promote a pizza party. I just can't promote a show. Just please, like, tell your friends.